Sports Authority, say it. John and Mark and Ken play it. CKIWI Radio. Sports Authority's on mic. Sports Authority's worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our Sports Authority.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the Sports Authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, absolutely. We are here all the way from Studio B. Hello, kitties. John Sarver here with the Detroit Sports Authority Show. The only one that is not bought and paid for by anybody, because we forgot to do the roll call all the time for the last couple.
We've been wanting to get into this so bad that we keep forgetting stuff.
We are not bought and paid for by anybody, as we said. We are also do not have the FCC here because they're not even in session right now. Actually, we should have them. Then we could do whatever we wanted to. But we do have the DMCA that we follow here, so sometimes language might get a little salty, and if so, oh, well, too bad. Also, all the opinions are our own, so don't sue us, so shut up. The highest standards here at the Karl Marx Studios. I think that's it.
But if you want to send us money, you can.
Yeah.
We just won't change what we say.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
yeah, but we're still not changing anything.
We won't acknowledge it. We'll just give it to a Russian oligarch and make it easier on him. But what doesn't make it easier on anybody, especially around this season, is our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there listening to us this evening.
That's right, somewhere out in Moscow land. But who's not in St. Petersburg, but right here in Tampa, it's our Sports Authority, Detroit Sports Authority.
In Tampa.
Yeah. Make sure that you get your Rays tickets early. Sport Director Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, John. How are you? And hi, Kenny. And hi, everybody out there in whatever land you're at or wherever you're at.
Oh, that's second down. That means
even in Tampa.
I didn't even see that helmet-to-helmet hit. Oh, well, damn.
Nope.
Next! You know, get out your conspiracy theorists. Really, L.A.'s a much bigger market than New Orleans will ever be. You know, so, oops, I didn't see it right there and then. I mean, pick your penalty, which one you want. Pass interference, helmet-to-helmet contact. It was, you know, at one time it was said that you couldn't, you know, they got there at the same time. That's why they didn't call it. Well, you know what? When you get helmet to helmet and it's so obvious, it's obvious to everybody it's in the stadium. And then there was like, well, New Orleans got away with the face mask. Yeah, but it didn't alter history. This blown call altered history.
But you know what? There is some truth in the other comment, because New Orleans did get away with a face mask earlier in the game. They got away with another face mask at a different time. There were missed calls all over the field, okay? And you get to the point where you say, what kind of shit show is this, okay? And, yeah, ultimately you're going to blow one that's going to alter the game because you're blowing them all game long. And it wasn't just that game. It was the Patriots game, too. How'd you like that pass interference? I mean, the roughing the passer penalty when the guy touched Brady on the shoulder.
Oh, that, yeah, he ruffled his jersey.
Yeah. I mean, this is bullshit. I really think that the NFL likes lousy referees. And I'll tell you, because it creates drama. Look at how everyone's talking about this stuff now. Okay?
Yeah,
they haven't been talking about the NFL for the last couple of years, except for guys kneeling for the national anthem. Well, now you really stirred up controversy, and everybody's excited now. Everybody's hot leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do, and it's, you know, Mark and I were talking about this, how the Canadian Football League can challenge, because there's, to the casual fan in the NFL, what can you challenge, what can't you challenge, what time can you challenge, you know, what are challenging plays that you can throw out the little red hanky and say something?
I did some investigating.
Deep.
Investigate. I didn't even bother getting the intern. I did it myself this time.
Deep.
The Canadian Football League, you can only challenge if a flag is thrown. So in this case, you could, if they had the same rule as they do in the Canadian Football League, they couldn't have challenged it because the dumbass didn't throw a flag.
Yeah, which is really the biggest wrinkle of all this.
Well, let me ask you know what, if he threw the flag and he picked it up. Remember, that happened to the Lions a couple years
ago.
Right. Then what? Does that count or not count?
Well, see, I don't know how the Canadian Football League does that when they throw the flag and pick it up.
Yeah, but, I mean, that we've just seen this over and over and over and over again with the NFL.
Right.
It's bullshit.
But, see, this is what I'm saying. How do you go to where you take care of a completely missed call? See, the Canadian Football League is taking care of being able to overturn a bad call.
A bad penalty call.
But how do you overturn
a non-call?
Non-call on the field. See, this is a whole different ball game. The Canadian Football League is taking care of a bad call. But this has gone to the next level.
And, you know, it was so obvious. Everybody saw it. Everybody knew it. Except for the guy that's 15 feet away looking straight at it.
Yeah, you know.
Help me out here.
We don't even have any horses in this race at all. You know, New Orleans or LA gives a damn. You know, but it was really, and it altered everything. You know how much you lose by not, I mean, everybody kind of remembers who was in whatever Super Bowl. You know, they always remember the winners. Sometimes you remember the losers. I guarantee you, nobody remembers who lost in the semifinals.
Yeah.
You know, nobody does. And plus, all the monies and everything that goes with your franchise when you go into the Super Bowl, as opposed to being, you know, I mean, if normally we don't go for the conspiracy things here, but man, I'm telling you, yikes! And for nobody, I mean, everybody was screaming in the stands. Everybody was. And the referees didn't even caucus.
That's the thing, too. You know? Forget about video replay. Did none of the other referees go, wait a minute, here, let's talk?
You heard the helmet to helmet.
Yeah.
Bam, man. You know, I mean, even over the din, everybody knew this was going to be 15 yards either way.
And the guy said, yeah, I pass interfered with him. I intended to.
I wanted
to
take him out.
He had me beat, and I had to take him out to save the touchdown.
Right, yeah. I mean, the ball wasn't even there. You know, so that's why you kind of go, and, you know, and with a minute 15, and then you got, you know, the other fine friends going, how do we go to overtime, flip a coin, you guys get the ball, you can kick, and game over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why did we even do this? I totally understand. I thought, what is the rule and where is it at that when you go to overtime, both teams get to touch the ball once?
Only if
a field goal.
Right. Because the problem you had originally was you go to overtime and a team comes down, kicks a field goal, and it's over.
Right.
And then people started to bitch about that and said, okay, well, if they score a touchdown, it's over. But if they kick a field goal, then the other team gets a chance to come back.
I think in overtime, especially in high stakes like this, everybody gets a shot.
Yeah.
One shot. And then keep going and going and going. This is too big. This is going into the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. You know? So, I mean, this is the last little spurt of football we're going to have. Keep playing, boys.
Doesn't this taint the Super Bowl? Now you have one team going into the Super Bowl that probably shouldn't be there.
True that. Yeah.
Doesn't that taint it?
But which goes to another situation where you say, okay, you just gave the Patriots another win.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. Kraft is really good friends with Trump. How did that work out? You know?
Uh-huh.
Did they buy Trump's silence this year? You know, and so now they're going to give his, I mean, really, you start looking at some of this stuff, and and stuff you, that we wouldn't even touch.
You can create whatever kind of conspiracy around this you want to, and they left it wide open because of the shitty calls.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible calls.
Have we not heard anything from the NFL? Weren't they supposed to come out and apologize for this? Did they do it?
Who cares?
But did they do it?
Well, according to...
Peyton, or not Peyton, McVay.
Well, Sean Payton, I guess, talked to the NFL, and the NFL basically came out and said, yeah, we blew the call.
Yeah.
But, okay.
So?
Oh, we blew the call.
Yeah.
Oh, we blew the call. That's acceptable.
What are you going to do with us? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what is acceptable.
Okay, so what is New Orleans supposed to do? Just say, okay, have a nice day?
You know, it's almost to the point now where technology is king. There's cameras everywhere, high-def cameras everywhere. Why can't there be, to the casual fan, why can't there be one review, you know, on something?
Why do you need a review on a play like that?
Because evidently they missed it.
Well, how can you freaking miss it?
Well,
they did.
I guess now they, I'm just using the word they, I guess the NFL is thinking about having a review referee in the booth to be able to review penalty calls.
Yeah, but see, now it goes back to your point, Mark. There is no penalty. You know, so how are you going to review?
No, if there's a play that should have had a penalty, there's going to be a guy upstairs now going, okay, you guys should have called a penalty on that. And I'm going, wow. Now you guys are going to be reviewing stuff that the referees down on the field should have been calling? I go, you guys are going to make a 3.5 hour or 4 hour football game an 8 hour football game because you're going to review every freaking play now?
And if you had competent refs on the field, half of this shit you wouldn't need. Well, I mean, that was an obvious call. Obvious.
Doesn't the NHL do that?
Not for penalties.
No, but don't they have some guy in Toronto watching the whole game?
Well, yeah, but the only thing they can review now are goalie interference and offsides. But they can't review penalty calls by the referees, even though we don't want to get into that referee
offsides thing. Is reviewable?
Offsides, only if a goal is scored.
Oh, okay. Guess I was going to give it that.
Because the last two out of the last three games, the Maple Leafs have had goals taken away because of offsides. I know that. Even though one of them didn't look offsides, Batman, don't get me started. I'm not real keen about the refereeing in the NHL either, but we don't want to get me started on that either. But yeah, they're even thinking about having a official watching the officials now in the NFL.
And then who watches that official?
I don't know. Maybe we need to have an official watch the official watch the official, so I guess we have to have, who knows, maybe they need to have like 20 officials for every game now.
Yeah.
You almost wonder if you need officials.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can almost do it by cameras now.
Camera angles are all over the place. You know, you can't hide a hiding call from a camera. You just can't.
Maybe you just need to have one guy on the field just announcing the penalties.
That'd be kind of cool.
You just need your hockey lead.
Well, here's
announcing,
the other thing,
announcing
too.
The penalties.
That one play where Edelman goes to scoop up the punt, and it gets run in for a touchdown by Kansas City, and then you start looking at the different camera angles, and each angle showed the ball missing a different part of Edelman.
Right.
So you get to the point where you put it all together, and it missed him. He never touched it. But no one angle showed the whole thing.
Right.
So that was kind of weird.
And you know what I do? I automatically, out of hand, reject the people who go, well, then they should have scored more points. They played well enough to win.
Right.
You know, so you shouldn't have to overcompensate.
They would have scored more freaking points if you hadn't blown the call.
Right.
Jeez.
So, I mean, that's so easy, and it's so ESPN of people. You know, well, they would have just scored more points. They could have, like, got past all this stuff. They shouldn't have to. If you're playing by the rules and you're playing correctly, you know, then because somebody throws a big barrel of gasoline on fire at you, you know, you shouldn't go, well, you should have ran faster. Uh-huh. Stupid. It's a lame argument.
It is.
If the game is officiated the way it's supposed to, they would have needed to have to score more points.
You know, the really scary thing is, let's take a look to see what kind of rating numbers, because the Super Bowl is all about rating numbers. Yes, there's a team playing, and there's another team playing, and they do something up and down a field, and they throw a ball, and they kick and run and jump and stuff, but it's irrelevant.
Do you know what the Super Bowl is for? People to buy Square so they can win money.
Shut up, I win money. I mean, yes, it's true.
You know, people, 99% of the people could care less who wins as long as their numbers come up and they win money.
What do you think the NFL, what do you think college basketball, what do you think college football is all about?
But see, we don't do that. We play to win chips. Potato chips. Us Sports Authority guys, we don't do that gambling stuff.
Yes, right. The Detroit Sports Authority is only go for Pringles.
Yes, right.
Gambling is illegal, right?
Illegal?
No, it's not.
Actually, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
I keep watching the TV.
But no, in Michigan, it's still illegal.
It's kind of funny because you watch on TV, you see an ad for the casino. Then you see an ad for the lottery. Then you see an ad for the gambling problem hotline.
Yeah, really.
But see, in Michigan, it's still illegal here in Michigan. If you want to place a bet in Vegas, you could do that.
Yeah, but you can go to Windsor, 20 minutes away.
Well, that's true.
Go crazy over there, kiddies.
Right. I think Indiana's it's legal, too, though.
Yeah, but how long is it going to be before it gets to Michigan?
Well, but I'm just saying. See, us sports authorities don't do anything. Detroit sports authorities don't do anything illegal.
That's right, because we have high standards.
High standards.
Excuse me.
That's right. If we decide to play anything like, you know, football squares or something, we will win. If we do win, it'll be a can of Pringles.
Even though we always win because we always know ahead of time what the scores are going to be.
For authorities.
One time in the 90s, it was extremely fashionable to have a Super Bowl party. Even if you had no idea what football was all about or anything, there's some kind of age group at that time where you would have somebody in, you know, their house would have, somebody would bring over a tray and somebody let the kids run around. And it was kind of fun. It was kind of cool to be communal. And then it drifted into, oh, look at those commercials. Again, you have been away about 20 years since people really gave a damn about the game. It's the commercials, because right after the first quarter, you know, they already have the index of what commercial was the funniest, what you're going to talk about next year, how expensive 30 seconds of Super Bowl time is. Who gives a damn about the game? Oh, yeah, and by the way, Brady won. Yeah. You know, cares. You know how many people are not going to watch because they're sick and tired of Brady? I mean, if you're a real good football fan at the championship level, you know, I mean, like with the Lions. That's supposed to be that.
That's a Lions.
Well, we'll talk about them in a little while.
But the picture is, nobody. I mean, we have seen Clemson and Alabama. We've seen Alabama for every single one of these games. We have now seen the Patriots 4 years in a row now, is it?
Yeah.
How many times are you going to see Toronto play the outdoor NHL game? Who cares? This is going to be one of the most least watched NFL Super Bowl ever.
And just to let you know, the Red Wings have played in more outside games than the Maple Leafs. Just to let you know that.
Says who?
The Red Wings?
Red Wings. Can they hit the Red Wing thing?
I know. You don't have to look at me. I get it.
But there's a reason why the Red Wings have played more outdoor games than the Maple Leafs.
Don't say it. Look at that. Look at that rating. Look at those ratings.
The Red Wings.
Up on top.
The Red Wings have won Stanley Cups in
year after year.
Okay.
There you go.
It's been since 1967.
I still remember it, though. It's in my memory.
1967. That's almost as long as the Lions.
It's
short by 10 years.
But who's won more Stanley Cups? The Maple Leafs.
There's only 16.
Back when they hauled the Stanley Cup around in a cart drawn by horses.
There you go. Yeah. When the guy actually used like a wood burner to write in the names on the cup itself.
Back when the cup was made of wood.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. So, moving right along. Okay. Oh, that's right, because this is January, right? So,
yes.
We're going to see the fine friend from the Pistons.
Aha!
Blake start hurting, and we're going to see the...
It don't make a difference. Blake can stay healthy. They still suck.
Oh, and the Maple Leafs swoon.
And the Maple Leafs are swooning.
Here we go.
They are.
And it's not because of bad officiating.
Don't get me started on the officiating.
I thought so. But
You heard my wrath about the officiating yesterday.
Yes, I did. I didn't even see the game. I was like, and then... We actually sat down with a pizza yesterday and watched some of the matinee game of the Pistons and the Wizards.
It was the gong show, all right. They only lost by, 20 points.
We kind of walked away from the 23rd point. And I think it was almost, we were talking about sports economics a couple of weeks ago. Would you pay almost, and Mark had a great point. They have this banner goes, Detroit Piston tickets, $15. First of all, you're going to be in the bleeds. You're not going to see Jack Chazelle.
Yeah.
But Mark goes, okay, so cool. So you got two $15 tickets, $30, $45 to park. Okay, why? So right off the bat, you're at, $75?
Yep.
Okay. So, and shitty tickets that you can't see? And that's just get you in. That's not transportation or drinking that fine $12 barefoot wine.
Not to mention the pizza.
I'm here.
Oh, Caesar Supreme.
There you go.
I was checking my email yesterday.
Wow.
And guess what I got? I got a special deal for Red Wing tickets.
No kidding.
For lower bowl tickets,
$300,
$65,
a steal. Go see the winner. Go see the second from the top, Red Wings. There you go. Look at those standings.
Red Wings are in last place. Just to let you know that.
Oh, now they moved to first.
Yeah,
now I see.
Yeah, because you turned it over. Yeah, I couldn't. I'm going. What am I getting this email from the Detroit Red Wings? And I'm looking, and
they like you.
$65 for lower bowl tickets. I'm like,
uh-huh.
Boy, they got to be hurting again.
And it's addressed, Dear Sucker.
Yeah.
You can go see the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
That would be something
see
to see.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
No. The last place Chicago Blackhawks?
You can go see the Ottawa Senators.
The last place.
They're tied with the Red Wings.
Wait, come see them go for Jack.
And you can go see the Philadelphia Flyers, and I'm going, they're only 3 points ahead of the Red Wings, and I'm going.
The toilet bowl.
I'm going, really?
Yeah, but take a look at all that, though. That's the race to Jack Hughes. I would go. That's history. Which one of those four teams are going to get Jack?
Well, if I'm going to go see anybody, I would have gone for Las Vegas.
Vegas would be fun to watch, but Vegas is fun to watch in Vegas.
Yeah, not in Detroit.
Not here. Because really, at those fine prices, which anybody would, of course, pay, but it's $130 right off the get-go for the ticket.
And $45 to park.
Yeah.
So you're still looking at $200 for the night.
Yeah, just to get there, and just to walk out in the second period after, obviously the Red Wings are up by 3 goals.
But really what I was looking for, to see if there was a Maple Leaf game in there, and I'm going,
There
was nowhere in hell there going to be a Maple Leaf game in there because, everybody wants to go see my beloved Maple Leafs.
They want to see them swoon. This is the fun part when you see the elevator going down.
Oh, my God, they're playing horrible lately.
We're going to get to March, and they're going to go, do you think Toronto's going to squeak in this year?
The thing about it is they played so bad.
How bad did they play?
They played really bad. The problem is, it gets to a certain point, and then there's a big drop-off, so the Maple Leafs would have to go completely off the earth to get out of the playoffs right now.
And so far, they're looking that way, so.
But anyways, we don't need to talk about the Maple Leafs. We need to talk about Detroit stuff. There's a lot of Detroit stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we got a new offensive coordinator for the Lions. Aren't you excited?
Harold
Bevel.
Did you see that thing where the quote was, he's so good, he's going to be calling plays for running and throwing. What else you got? You know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, and, you know, but they were, like, excited about that. Well, that he's going to be coaching both kinds, he's going to be calling both kinds of plays. Wowie!
Evidently, Jim Bob, Bill, whatever, Cooter didn't do that?
You suck!
Evidently not.
Maybe you only had two passes and two runs.
But
maybe.
What is, I mean, both of you guys are very versed in NFL and even college game. What other plays do you get to play besides run and throw? What else you get?
Run and throw.
A crank.
Maybe you do both of them in one play.
Yeah.
Maybe you run the ball to throw the ball.
But here's the thing that I find so incredible. I saw a quote by a guy who said, yeah, he's going to really build the offense around Matt Stafford.
No.
This is like, damn, no. I've never heard that one before. What an incredible, you know, what a concept, huh? But then other people say, well, you know, he's going to run the ball, he's going to emphasize the run first. It's like, okay, let's see. He was the offensive coordinator in Minnesota when they had Adrian Peterson. Okay. He was the offensive coordinator in Seattle when they had Marshawn Lynch. Okay. We don't have either one of them here. We've got a Kerryon Johnson who has a history of being injured. And by the way, missed the last six games this year because he was injured.
Okay, and yeah. They have no backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? Look at how the Lions went out last year, right? So they got momentum on their side. Oh, so they were winning even without Kerryon.
That's right, because they won their last game last year, which means everything going into this year, right?
There you go. Everything's put on pause. Everybody's like in frozen, suspended, animated.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all of a sudden, go back, start running.
And because obviously they're going to play 16 games against teams that were just as bad as the Packers were last year.
Yeah. And hopefully they got the Patriots. See, so now you know what Lion fans are going to do. Patriots are going to win this year in a walkover.
Uh-huh, yep.
And Lion fans are going to say, see, we beat them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they're every good part as good as the Super Bowl people. So why aren't Detroit in the Super Bowl? Here you go, Lion fan. Ready? Stand up and there you go. Next.
But, you know, I love Quinn. You know, he comes out there. And,
why?
You
know, now he talks.
Yeah, now he talks. What did he say?
He said he's going to try to put Matt Stafford in a situation to excel.
Which means what? Position to succeed.
Succeed.
Which well, you want to succeed? I got lots of seeds. Start sucking. I mean, Jesus. But, he said, like, Bevel had experienced a lot of different packages.
Here's a package.
I mean, isn't that kind of a...
Start sucking.
Homoerotic comment? It's a lot of different... Worked with a lot of different packages.
While in Green Bay, Minnesota, and Seattle.
I guess I don't even look anymore.
Who was his running back in Green Bay? I'm trying to remember a good running back in Green Bay.
Like, not ever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have a good running back in Green Bay, but...
But anyway, I mean, we're talking about Green Bay, but he's the assistant quarterback's coach. So, I mean, that isn't exactly high level.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't have to worry about the running backs there so much. Yeah.
But what is he anyways? I mean, really, who are you? I mean, Seattle's not known for what, you know?
They're not a big offensive team.
They won
because of their defense.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you are...
I mean, let's be honest. They had a list of guys that they wanted to talk to.
No. Okay.
Well, we called the first guy. He didn't pick up. We got his voicemail. Guess what? He's got caller ID, right? Called the second guy with the voicemail. Down.
Way
down
reached.
To the bottom of the list. He picked up.
Yeah.
Come on in. We're hiring you.
Yeah. But you name your ticket.
The only guy that answers his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because he's out of work. Needed a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you kind of think this is not a step up.
No.
This is so you can keep your mansion, you know. I can't imagine how much money you got in.
And if they'd only had waited because 2 days after this, Dallas fired Scott Linehan. They could have brought him back. I mean, talk about offensive genius, huh?
Greatest show on earth.
Ick.
On turf, you know. I mean, really, what did he do for Dallas? But then again,
nothing. Was like it his here. Fault?
Yeah. I mean, he was a genius with the Rams, or the Cardinals, should say, back in the day. That's about it, you know? I mean, I can't imagine. Where is the Super Bowl going to be played this year? That's how Atlanta, much we Atlanta. Care. Atlanta, of all places, should have been in New Orleans. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if that thing was in New Orleans this year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bomb threats alone? You know? Yikes, kids.
The protests?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even let the people in.
You couldn't get out of that sports town.
Yeah.
It would be the only thing they'd be talking about. And they're going to talk about it next year, and some lawyer now has some lawsuit against the NFL.
You should see all the billboards up, you know. New Orleans got ripped, and you know.
But what are you going to do? You know, I mean, yeah. I think Kenny's right. Well, at this particular point, sorry.
A lot of people are spending lots of money on billboards.
Well, I mean, there's two messages. Number one, sorry. Number two, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
We accept the fact that we screwed you.
Yep.
We're fine with that.
We're telling it to you right in your face. We blew it. Oh, well, you guys don't get all the big billion-dollar payday for it. Bit crazy. We knew we suck. Oh, well, we
knew. But you know what? We're okay with it.
Yep, we are. Keep talking.
We suck, and we're fine with that.
You guys don't get to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, that's true. On the other hand, you don't get to go to the White House.
Because why? Because if you're not good with it, then you fix it.
Yeah. Well, they're going, well, you know, he's on the competition committee, and so he's going to try to get the rules changed. Can't one guy doesn't change the rules, you know?
I don't know how you can change it, though. That's the whole thing.
Go, Sean.
If you could change the rule, you know, if there's a, you know, to the CFL rule, if there's a flag thrown. If there's no flag thrown, I don't know how you could change the call by just some guy up on the top going, hey, you fucked up. There's got to be a penalty there.
But why do you have to change the call? Because what? Oh, that was such a horrible call.
But this is what I'm saying.
Is this guy there on the field if he can't get that one right?
It was
right.
Super blatant.
But what I'm saying is if you don't have the guys on the field making the right calls, how do you get that call changed? Do you have the guy up there calling down to the field saying, that guy missed a call, you should throw a flag? I don't know. I don't know how you change that. You know,
but again, I come back to this. There are other officials on the field.
The problem is the other guy was like 30 yards away.
You could have seen it from 30 yards away.
Well, no, but what I'm saying, he might have been looking at something else, another receiver going down the field. That's what I'm saying.
We're sitting
that guy's right there. That's his job to watch that area.
We're sitting in Detroit. We saw it.
Yeah, but we're on a camera.
And the crappy thing is that everybody in the stadium saw it on the replay again and again.
Yeah.
If people didn't start jumping down from the stands and beating ass from those referees, I mean, everyone goes, well, it's a tough job to do, and it's a human factor, and all the blah, 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 blah.
Well,
okay, we live in a technology-lated year, you know.
I mean, you got to remember, I was a hockey official. And every now and then, you do miss something.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but a hockey official is a little bit different than a NFL referee, because that's a side judge. He's got an area to watch.
Uh-huh.
The back judge has got an area to watch. Uh-huh. You know, each one of them has an area to watch.
Okay.
But, you know, there might have been a receiver down in that area where he was watching, where he wasn't watching this guy over here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to make an excuse. That guy blew the call.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's his job to watch that.
For example, in a hockey game. Guy takes two hands on his stick, raises it over his head, and chops the shoulder of another guy.
Right.
I mean, you should be able to call that. They're paying you.
Right, right.
This was obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see it, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's that particular referee's call right there. As far as anybody else saying, why didn't somebody else see it? Is because they have certain areas to watch because there might have been a receiver in that particular area.
Yes, but we've all seen late flags come in.
Uh-huh. Oh, but, I understand. Yep. You know, I understand.
Yep. I mean, they could have easily threw one in there. You know, and again, so now you got a Super Bowl with one team you don't want to see anymore, and a second team
that shouldn't be there.
It shouldn't be there. A tainted team. So why would you watch? You know, you saw your Super Bowl already. Those games are really without the officiating.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All the way to overtime, both those games are really, really good.
Yeah.
You know? And now Sue is like walking around like he's some big guy. You know, look, Sue, your second banana over there in L.A., You know, you're not the big kingfish anymore.
Yeah, you're the second best guy in your team.
Yeah, maybe.
Donald's your guy.
By far. Yeah, when you think about defense and Rams, you don't think Sue. Yeah.
No.
You know, but Sue's still doing the same stupid stuff he was doing over here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, God bless. We don't go, oh, he left Detroit and we're so mad. Well, you know, I mean, he wasn't like a real cool guy anyways.
Oh, right.
You know, and everybody thought, well, you know, he's old-style football, he's dirty and all that, and boy, we want another Alex Karras. But he wasn't that cool.
No.
You know, he was actually kind of, you almost had to apologize for the guy. You know, I mean, he was really cool because he played, you know, stepped on your head, stepped on your arm. Oh, he's one of us. You know, but then again, it was like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
You know, it was beyond stupid. And so now he thinks he's going to get a ring. So now who do you pull for? Honest to God, I can't think of anybody having A, a party, B, anybody watching this train wreck. You know, it's going to be a casual kind of thing. You'll tune in and there you go. But even the commercial thing has kind of got lost in the sauce.
I guess the NFL turned down a medical marijuana commercial. They didn't even want that on there.
Yeah, but you got that, and you got what? I mean, and at one time you used to have some washed-up classic rockers. Now you got Maroon 5. Why? Why would you stay around for that? Halftime extravaganza brought to you by Pepsi.
And if they're going to advertise anything, they should advertise anabolic steroids. Just saying.
Yeah.
True.
A 30-second commercial on marijuana and then steroids.
Yeah. I'd almost do a LASIK commercial. You know, can't see? Come here. You know, there you go, referees.
Yeah.
But it's just like, are you really excited? I mean, because normally by now, because of the World Wide Web, Budweiser and stuff leaks out commercials beforehand.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know? I mean, figure it out. You don't have the GoDaddy thing anymore. Budweiser is not an American company anymore, so they don't really grasp the whole deal. You know, what kind of thing you're going to have? You're going to have, okay, let me shut my eyes. You're going to have the Clydesdale going down some kind of dusty road, and there's going to be something like a little lamb is going to be stuck in a gate, and one of the Clydesdales is going to bend down and scoot
it
along.
Open it up.
Yeah, and it's going to be a heartwarming moment, and I don't know what the hell that has to do with beer, you know, at all. I mean, that's kind of a chick thing. Next.
Well,
you know,
my opinion is the beer tastes like horse piss. So,
well done.
A connection.
Yeah, better than Miller though. Yeah. Which reminds us, Matt the Hoople will be playing
Miller,
back
Miller
first time in 45 years. Yeah, I mean it's clear bottles. No, there's a reason why beer comes in dark bottles, kiddies. You know,
so you don't have to look at it.
No, so the sun doesn't permeate.
Right. Yeah.
I know.
So it'd be tasty
it
when you get it,
up.
Yeah, really, and so. Of all this time, as much as they try to do this two-week hype, I don't know how the NFL can sell this. I think it's almost time right now, and hurry the hell up, for you to get a new commissioner. Because this commissioner has been nothing but a disaster.
He just signed a brand-new contract for $45 million or something.
Yeah, how many years, though?
Five.
It's a disaster. It is. You couldn't find anybody else. You know, you couldn't get Kraft. I'm surprised they don't have Kraft there. I mean, if you're going to get an owner to be, I mean, do a Bud Selig, you know, let's see, we need a commissioner. Okay, let's make an owner. Okay, that'll be fair. Let's go.
Yeah, you can take the NFL commissioner and the NHL commissioner both and get them the hell out.
Yeah,
they're both on my list.
The funny thing is, if you go down to number eight, this is where how real teams work. If you got a crappy defense or whatever, you don't wait 5 years. Well, you got to give them some time. You get rid of them now.
Yep.
I mean, right now. As fast as you can blow that sucker out. And they did. Kansas City got rid of their defensive coordinator. And I mean, the door didn't even shut yet. You know, and they got rid of him. Because they go, look, we're 31st in defense. How the hell did we get to the semifinals?
Because they outscored the other team.
By far. Yeah. So even if you had a so-so defense, you know, but now... Two hot tickets to go to if you're a coach in the NFL. Kansas City and Cleveland. Cleveland next year. Look out, kids. For the first time ever, there's excitement about that team because they're so swagger. You know, they got some of the goods, you know, so now everybody wants to go there because you think about it, just like in Detroit, if you took, if you're the responsible quarterback to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, you would never have to buy a meal again in Cleveland. Ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you would be bigger than the Beatles there, man. You know? So if they got a team, but the real big slap in the face would be if Cleveland goes to the Super Bowl before Detroit.
Ew.
And right now, they might have the better of the two teams.
Oh, yeah. For sure, and, you know, they have the better of the two teams.
Let's face it, if you're talking about getting to the Super Bowl before the Detroit Lions, take your time.
Yeah, yeah, no rush.
No rush here.
But
the pressure's not on.
Cleveland's got some really nice draft picks coming up. You know, really nice that they got from other folks.
Gee, maybe they can surround Baker Mayfield with some players that can make him better,
like Golden Tate.
Make him succeed, right? Put him in a position to succeed.
There you go.
Give him Golden Tate while we look at the number 98th draft pick.
Did you hear
Golden
about
Tate?
The dust up out of Philadelphia? Somebody said that Carson Wentz is a selfish player, and there's a reason why the team didn't perform when he was in there.
Okay, then what do you do?
Well, that's the question. I mean, you're stuck with Wentz. I mean, you signed him to that big contract. And Foles, he's heading out.
So, yeah. Whoa. Or all of a sudden, if you're the backup quarterback in Philadelphia, I'll do it first. Wait a minute. Because now you got leverage galore.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You got Wentz, who the team doesn't want to play for, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you got Foles, who is just lights out when he plays, you know? So now, how does this work?
Gee, if there's some way the Lions could pawn off Stafford to somebody, they could sign Foles.
Can't do it. Can't take the hit.
I'm just saying, if there was a way, yeah. There was a way that...
Nope. They had committed them. So they went all in on Stafford, and that's it. And, you know, if they don't draft a quarterback in the first couple rounds this year, they're still stuck with Stafford.
Oh, they'll do it in the 98th round, the 98th pick.
I know.
I was looking at the quarterbacks coming out this year. There's really only less than a half a dozen that.
Yeah.
And out of those, maybe three.
Yeah, nobody out of Notre Dame. You know,
no. But, I mean, Will Greer out of West Virginia, and
the guy from Oklahoma.
And then, you know, but that's the point, because we go year after year after year. And there you got good quarterback years, you got bad quarterback years. But we keep saying we're all in on Stafford. Stafford's the man. Stafford's a great quarterback. We need to put him in a position to succeed. It's our fault that he sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not him. Oh, please don't blame him.
You know?
It's like, why did you build this guy up to be a deity? He doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
You know, he's been here a decade, and he'll be, you know, and it's the same if it's the first year or last year. It's the same result. No playoffs, no Super Bowl, no nothing. No hits, no runs, no errors.
Yeah.
You know? So what are you going to give Stafford, another 11th year, and then beat yourself up? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the folks that stay together with a drunk, you know?
Yes.
Like women who hang around drunk guys. So he's really nice when he's not hammered. You know, he only beats me when he's drunk. He doesn't know what he's doing, you know? And then you make up all kinds of excuses, you know? But the fact is in front of you that you should get the hell out, you know? And that person should be long gone. You know, same thing with Stafford. Now, here's something. If it's not for money, take the money thing out of it right now. Where does Stafford go? What team would pick him up? Denver?
Jacksonville?
Tampa?
Tampa.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a lot of teams that'd pick him up.
Tampa would be,
What you have to look at is how much money do these teams have under the cap?
Now comes the reality. You know, but Tampa would be a great team to send him to. First of all, badass draft picks. Think what you could weasel out of, you know, the brain dead down there in Tampa.
But maybe there might be somebody on their team that's getting paid a lot of money that they can send us back. Maybe one of their running backs or something that they could.
Who would you want from Tampa?
No. What I'm saying is to offset the money that's Stafford's going to get paid. Maybe they can send us, you know, like
it doesn't work like that way. You don't offset.
What if Stafford's...
Because the cap hit's going to be because of the signing bonus. You're going to accelerate all that money. And that's what's going to kill you. That's why you have to wait. It's a five-year deal. You got to burn 3 years of it so that the remaining signing bonus prorated isn't that big. You're okay. Stuck for two more years with this guy.
Well, what happens if the guy that they send us is on a signing bonus, too?
Then they eat his signing bonus, but it doesn't. You don't get relief for it.
So isn't it a wash then?
No. I mean, no, it means both teams are screwed.
Okay, well, we'll take that.
Because, you know, if you blow, you know, let's say blow $30 million out the door for a signing bonus, you know, you're amortizing $6 million a year for 5 years. But after 1 year, you got $24 million left and you send them off. That's a $24 million hit that year. Bam. That's the problem.
Who's Stafford's agent?
Scott Boras, maybe.
Yeah. Because you think this contract, they snookered the Lions so badly because they put the Lions in a no-win situation. You can't, this guy, even if he goes 1-0 in season, for two more years, you can't move him.
Yeah.
So there's no real pressure to make the guy work.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do about it? Can't get rid of me. Got to pay me. You know, and so by the time 3 years down the road, how old is he going to be?
And here's the deal.
He's 30 now.
Yeah.
So he'll be 33?
But here's the deal. If you're the Lions and you're bringing in new coaching staff and you're looking at this guy going, I don't know, what are you going to say in public? He's the man. We're going to build around him. Blah, blah, blah.
I guess that's all you could say.
That's all you can say. Okay. Well, now, do you believe everything that you're told in the world of sports? No.
Not from the Lions. Well, Lions is like Trump. We just go, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, next. Yeah. You know, it's the same bullshit.
They lie almost as much as the Tigers.
Well, that's
so. So basically, it's not his salary. It's his
signing bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So
again, you get rid of him, you accelerate all that money.
Which goes back to that really scary area. If you get somebody from Texas A&M in, like, say, the seventh round, you know, here's the big picture. I mean, as much as we root, it's kind of funny because we've got to kind of separate the two things. But not for as a human being, but as a player. We hope to God that, like, in the second game of the season, Stafford gets hurt for about five games. Who's your backup? You know, because they don't plan that far ahead.
Yeah.
You know, they think this guy can play through anything and all this stuff. Now he's going to be in the league 11 years, you know, which means he's played a little bit of time, getting squashed, quashed, and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then what he's going to do is like another leaf kind of thing. Oops, 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 oops. Is that he always gets hurt like in the 12th game, and then he can't throw the ball. You know, but he's playing through the injury because you got nobody else. You don't even have a Dan Orlovsky on the shelf. You know,
what about? Let me just throw this out there because I'm not sure. They trade him to Jacksonville. Jacksonville sends us a draft pick, a player, and cash.
It'd be a lot of cash to make it up.
Doesn't offset in terms of the cap. Just because you get cash in, you still spent the money on the bonus, and it all gets accelerated, so you don't get any relief. There's no out.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, it is one of the classic contracts for a player, all one-sided.
Yeah.
You know, and then they panic because they got happy feet. Well, he could leave. He could leave. Leave to where?
Boy, they must have talked to Mr. Ide before they made that contract.
You know what?
Yeah,
He could leave.
Where's Champ Summers? I'll sign Champ Summers for more money.
Yep. Oh, my God. He's on the last year of his contract. Who knew?
Yeah.
That's who could imagine?
I mean, for you, it's like people coming up to you at April 12th and goes, I have all these receipts.
Oh, my God. It's finally deadline. Who knew?
I need an extension. You know, well, here's an extension. Ow.
Here, extend this.
But you're right, because you know why? And it goes back to Mark's point. They have not drafted an NFL quarterback in over a decade.
No.
ever. So it was kind of like you're still all in. I don't know why they're all in on this guy. He's not that good of a quarterback.
No.
Clearly. You've had a decade, but in Detroit land, it doesn't matter. You know, oh, well, he's kind of successful as long as we don't go in the red, you know.
And it's the same thing. We're going to build around Stafford. We have to put him in a position to succeed. We have to give him
weapons. Did that since day one.
And it's over and over and over again. It's our fault. It's on us. Don't blame him if we haven't done what we need to do to make him a success.
Right. But they gave him
keep
all kinds.
It over and over and over again.
How many drafts have they been? Wideouts? Remember when they were doing nothing but wideouts? Yeah. Wide receivers all over the place?
Yeah.
Then they did O-lines.
Uh-huh.
You know, then how many years did they do running backs? To the peril of they have no safety. No defensive line, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll do like a token, maybe third round. They'll get like a, you know, somebody for the defensive line or something like that.
Or a linebacker.
But your safeties are easily burnable, and it's been that way for years.
And then you wonder why he gets 4,000 yards a season because, oh, it's the third quarter and they're down 40-4 or 40-13.
They go into prevent.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, now the score is 40-30 with a minute to go because he just threw for 300 yards in the second half.
Yeah, and then people go, wow, look at comeback kid that guy is. But you know, we were down two touchdowns in 4 minutes, and we're you know, down by three now. Well, it's because everybody goes in prevent.
But here's the thing. If he was really bad, that'd make it easier. But he's kind of good.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can rationalize. He was a first-round pick, and he's kind of good. And he can move the ball.
He's got potential.
Yeah. And you keep buying in and buying in, buying in. And year goes by, another year goes by, another year goes by. And well, you're 10 years in now. But you know what? Well, he had a bad year. But with the right coaching, we've seen it before. Bring a different coach. Put him in a position to succeed. Fool's gold.
Why don't you do something about your defense?
Yeah.
I mean, you got snacks. All right. And the guy's good.
Yeah.
You know? But then how long before he gets lionized?
Yeah.
But then again, you see, and even Mark was talking about this too, how many guys went to other teams became great from Detroit?
Do you know how many guys that are going to be in the Super Bowl that have ties to the Detroit Lions? 10.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Huh.
10.
Wow. Yeah. And it's like, all right, then it goes back to Kenny's point. It's like, we'll get you anything you want, sir. You don't like that OC? We'll get rid of him. You don't like that OC? We'll get rid of him. You know?
Or worse, you like that OC? We'll keep him.
There you go. Yeah.
That's the bigger mistake.
I give you that from last year. Yeah. I mean, Quinn has no backbone.
No.
I mean, if you're doing everything the Patriot way, while the Patriots are in the Super Bowl this year and you guys are where? You know, and how long have you been around? And we haven't even got a sniff of a playoff game. You know,
yeah.
Not even a sniff of going any of the being second in the division. You know, as much as we do that, we start out sucky, and then midseason we win three in a row, and then it's fifth. You know, pay 500 all the way to the rest of the season, and then 2-game losing streak, 1-game winning streak, end of the season, and everybody freeze. You know,
hell, the Lions have a hard time playing 500 football.
Yeah, well, unless you bring back Rick Fasano, only because I just like the coach's name. That's a real coach's name. They bring back Schmidt, Joe Schmidt. What a badass.
Schmidt?
No, he was actually a badass. Oh. I mean, think about the team he had. He had Lucci back then. You know, he had Karras back then. He had Munson, I think. You know, I mean, that's back when football
Bill
was
Munson.
Football was football.
Was it Bill Munson?
Yeah, Bill Munson.
Yeah, not Joe. Yeah, that was his brother. Played for San Diego. Okay. Talking about San Diego, as we move right along here, yeah, let's see. I see the Wings are 50-18.
No, they played 50 games.
18-7. What does that say right there?
It can't be right because they're undefeated.
That's true. Where does that 18 come from? Obviously a discrepancy.
No. Must be additional wins.
Yeah. No, let's
read 50 plus 18 is 68. They won 68.
Let's read the sentence below that. 15 points out of last playoff spot, last in the East.
And you know what we say? Fake news.
No. Hughes. What's his name? Jack Hughes?
Fake
Jack
news.
Jack Hughes.
There you go. I like the fact that the Wings play double the games that anybody else plays.
That's right.
They go to Sweden on their days off to play.
It takes them twice as many games to win.
There you go.
Well, Detroit, the normal amount of games.
Well, Detroit's not afraid of playing hard. So there you go. So there's where your 50 games go. Oh, shows you how they're bringing up them youngsters.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Griffins.
Staggering. Staggering.
They're the only team I know that have 30-year-old Griffins playing.
You know what? That's okay. Next year we'll get a new OC, you know, that will promise Larkin that he'll call plays to skate and score.
Yeah. The only hockey team I know that's got an offensive coordinator.
What happened to that other guy? You know, that guy that he came from Pittsburgh. Isn't he still on the bench? You know, the coach?
Oh, Blasma?
Yeah. And the reason why they... And okay, so he sucks too. You know?
No.
Okay,
next. He doesn't suck. It's just that Blasho doesn't let him do anything.
What does he do?
Yeah, well, stands there.
Blasho's smart. Yeah, but then again, you see who's going back to the office in the Chicago organization. You know? The gentleman that coach used to be here. You know? I don't know how he got back down, and now they put him back up, because evidently Chicago's doing okay now. They don't need him anymore. Okay, fine. Next. Yeah,
Chicago beats Washington 8-5, so all of a sudden everything's well over there in Chicago.
Yeah. Why is it? Yeah, it's like, how did Chicago, talk about your fast falls.
Yeah.
Wee thump, man. Oh, wait a minute, I got that for you.
Another team that's falling apart is Washington. They've lost like six in a row.
Yeah, but wait till March.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're the anti-Leafs.
Well, I watched the wins against Anaheim, and I'm like, the hell happened to the Ducks?
Well, something's going to give tomorrow because Washington and Toronto play. One of them is going to win.
Might as well get you $65 out to get the toilet bowl seats.
It's a new NHL that would never happen before. Both teams lost.
Yeah, and see, and that's how Detroit wins 50 games.
There you go.
There you go. Next, talk about winning. Jeez, Kenny, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
We didn't talk about the Tigers because they signed a new catcher. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Hector Sanchez signed to a minor league deal with the invite to spring training.
Who?
Hector Sanchez. Yeah.
Who?
He was a guy who spent, 7 years in San Francisco backing up Buster Posey, which means he never played.
Yeah. So he should be ready to play now.
So, guys, you know, you were waiting. Are they going to sign a catcher? They sure did. Greyson Grinder is going to be your starting catcher this year. Yeah, this is going to be a fun year, isn't it?
Oh,
they also signed Gordon Beckham, too. Retread.
The soccer star?
Gordon Beckham. He played for second baseman for the White Sox.
Yeah. Yeah.
His brother played soccer in England.
Yeah. So, you know,
There you go.
Spring training's 4 weeks away, guys. Aren't you excited?
Ground ball comes to him, he boots it.
Yeah. Instead of trying to catch it, he tried to kick it.
Kicks it to first base. Hey, maybe it's something novel, man. Maybe something new. Saves his arm from throwing, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I'm impressed. He can play hacky sack with it. But who never plays hacky with his sack is our director, our sports director here, Mark Milicek. Mark, what did we not talk about in a whole minute?
Well.
I'm ready for you.
We can go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. We can just touch on this real quick. But Mariano Rivera was the first in baseball history that got 100% of the ballots.
He deserves it.
Yep.
No qualms.
And the other three voted into the Hockey Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Lou Whitaker.
No.
Oh.
Roy Halladay. Pitcher for Toronto. And
yeah, because he died, so everyone feels sorry for him.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, what a shitty thing to do, to die and then go into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. How awful is that?
Yep.
It's like, thanks, never saw that.
Pitcher Mike Mussina.
Yeah, it's questionable.
Yeah, that's on the fence.
And
he was a Yankee.
Veterans Committee.
And the Yankees. He played for Baltimore.
Yeah.
And the person that I brought up in many Detroit Sports Authority
Gump Worsley?
Nope.
Davey Keene.
Edgar Martinez.
Yep.
How did he go?
Hell of a hitter.
But he was a DH.
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal.
I mean, he did play a little bit of first base.
Yeah, but
in the beginning of
what skill do you, now DHs get to go into the Hall of Fame?
The guy could hit, man. He's got the sweet he's got the Victor Martinez swing.
John, when Miguel Cabrera goes in to the Hall of Fame, you're going to say, "Yeah, man, he was out there in the field every day, right?" Yeah, we're going to try to forget that, aren't we?
No, I mean, he played third base fairly well.
Yeah.
As long as the ball was hit right to him.
Right. But, he was effective as a mattress. If it hit the ball, it bounced off him.
But he actually played every day.
Who was more effective at third base? Cabrera or Castellanos?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Lord.
I think I almost got to go back to a Don Wirt, you know, to figure out where we're going with that. But talk about where we're going. We're getting out of here. We got to go. Holy gosh. That clock on the wall says it's time to go. So you can come see us on Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Just click on the hello button and you'll go all the way to CKIW. And then go down to the Detroit Sports Authorities. And then you have to wait 12 whole hours and you'll see us on iTunes. So for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director here, Mark Milicek, John Sarver says we will see you again next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities.
Bye.